Tov nun alef hey. Kelim shenishtamish v'mecham kifik tashmit shemech sheirim. The level of hagolah you need to do is according to the level of use that it was used in. If tashmit shem kli rishon k'kon kav shemech isim by k'teira, if it's something that's used in the kli rishon, like a spoon which is made to stir up a pot, tzarech lachshin by kli rishon. We said before, you have to put it on the boiling cauldron or pot. Vim tashmit shem kli sheini, but if it only absorbs in a kli sheini, which means you poured from the pot that the water was boiled into a second pot, and cups and things like that, if they're made out of material they could do hagolan, then it's enough to do the hagola in a kli sheini. We'll see more of this later. El tzarech la'aris ukli shemishtamshim boi be'eri shemar mikli rishon l'isagla behershu kli sheini el tzarech la'aris ula mikli rishon. Something that absorbs by pouring straight from the pot into it, it's not enough to put into a kli sheini. You have to do the same thing that happened when it absorbed it, which means at least pour from a kli rishon on it, or put it into a kli rishon. The Rambam says, "Kol hakelim sheyish behem zdokim ogumas chaluta v'ubetoich kli v'lo yuchlan nakru l'nakosif." If you have a kli which has these cracks and crevices and rust, then you can't get rid of them. Ein la'gilom, you cannot be makel them. Letzorch libim emokim asedim chaluta, and you're going to have to put intensity on the area of the crack. We said before that lamais is enough to do the heat of kash nisraf.